planning for the weekend? Good morning, it's Trina Mara, and we've got a lovely guest in studio for you now, Sophie Latouche, all the way from Limerick.
Hi, Trina.
Morning, Sophie. I heard a rumour, little birdie tells me, you were at a Christmas party last night.
Oh, I was. I was at a podcaster Christmas party. So I never even knew there was such a thing. But it was with Acast, the new agency that I'm signing with.
Yeah. So I never knew there was such a thing as a podcast agency, but there is.
Yeah, well, they're actually global. And the really good thing about them is they're so global that you get pitched in all the different countries and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So hopefully Fair Coat No Knickers goes global.
There you go. Well, Sophie is in because you may have seen her podcast. It is called Fair Coat No Knickers.
Woo!
A phrase I absolutely love. And what made you do the podcast, first of all, Sophie?
So, to be honest, I had gotten extremely sick with Lyme's disease. And before I got sick, I was actually starting a business myself. It was with augmented reality for online shopping. So when I got sick, I had to let go of all of that. But the drive in me and the entrepreneur in me was like, okay, Sophie, you're sick, you're limited. What can you do? So I knew I could talk and I knew a lot of people. And I love people's stories. So that's kind of where it began. And it was never for anything else other than to keep my mind occupied. And try and inspire other people, but it was never.
And you're flying it. So the Lyme disease, that was caused by being bitten by a dog?
No, a tick.
A tick?
Yeah, you know the little...
Okay,
tick.
Explain this to me. Okay. Hang on a second.
Right, we're going to go Lyme disease 101 here, okay? So, you know the ticks that live on dogs, yeah? So be very careful if you have any dogs, anybody.
I do, I have two.
Yeah, and if you see, the ticks don't differentiate between a dog or a human. They just want to feed on the blood of a warm-blooded person or a dog or an animal, right? So the tick lives on all these different animals out in the wild, picks up all of their diseases, comes back to you and bites you. But what he does is he burrows himself into you and he actually empties the contents of the disease that he carries into
you. Okay, so the dog didn't bite you. It was the tick on the dog.
Yeah, yeah.
And was it your dog?
No. It was actually when I was living in Montauk in New York. Yeah, so you can get it.
It wasn't even your dog.
No, but it wasn't even a dog.
It wasn't a dog at all.
Yeah, you can get it from grassy areas. I swear, I actually have PTSD. I do not go into grassy, like, the grass anymore.
Yeah.
I really don't.
It's got to be the fake grass everywhere.
Everywhere. Yeah.
So literally from walking through grass.
Yeah. Yeah.
And what were the symptoms? You know,
so,
how did they present themselves?
I suppose I had extreme body aches and pains. I couldn't stand up, to be honest. I couldn't shower. Like the overwhelming feeling of the steam, things that you take for granted. I couldn't shower. So I'd
go in, sore on your skin, the steam.
No. I was just getting such bad vertigo and dizziness like that would completely overwhelm me. So I'd have to go in, I'd like do a bit of a scrub and I'd have to go out and sit down for 2 minutes and then I'd have to go back in and out. So I just knew I was sick, but I didn't know what was wrong with me and I kept going to my doctor and there was so many different symptoms. It mimics all of the other diseases out there and it hides itself, you know, it doesn't present itself to you because it wants to live inside you, basically. It's a very smart bacteria. But I went to the doctor and she told me there was nothing wrong with me and that I was just having a breakdown. And put me on antidepressants. And you know what?
Sorry, hang on. You were told you were having a breakdown.
Yeah, yeah, I was told that I was having a breakdown and that it was mental health issues. And you know what, Trina, I'll be totally open and honest. I mean, I've had depression before. I know what depression feels like, but this wasn't depression.
This was like a physical symptom.
This was physical, but even down to memory loss. Like, Mom would ring me and she'd say, how was your day? And I wouldn't remember what I had done.
Hadn't remembered. Okay, yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So that was all the toxic things in your body.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, yeah.
So what did they do then? How did they finally realise that it was Lyme disease?
So I had been misdiagnosed eventually. So I got misdiagnosed with an autoimmune disease. They put me on immunosuppressants, which are tablets that modify your immune system. So they actually lowered my immune system while it was being attacked, because they had misdiagnosed me and gave me the wrong medication. So I kept going down and down and getting worse and worse. And eventually I changed doctor and the doctor said to me, Sophie, you've only gotten worse since you got your diagnosis, which was the misdiagnosis of an autoimmune disease. So we sent my bloods to Germany. And when we sent my bloods to Germany, it took 2 days. I got tested in Ireland, by the way, twice, and both of them came back negative, which you know. The testing here is only 50% accurate. And actually,
so like, what's the point if it's only 50%?
You know, Mark McSherry, he's a TD, and they had a meeting in the Oireachtas committee, and it was 4 hours long, and I remember watching it because he was for the people that have Lyme disease, and actually they, like, a lot of the doctors don't recognise that as even being a disease. And he said that the testing that's here is based off the CDC guidelines, which are the guidelines for America. But it came out, and it's, this is a fact, that the people that write the guidelines for the CDC and this particular test own shares in the testing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. You know?
So you were finally diagnosed. And what did they do for it then?
So because my immune system had gotten so low, I had developed reactions to antibiotics, so I couldn't take them. And that's usually the go-to. You stay in the antibiotics for a year, basically. And I had just taken so many tablets that had completely shattered me that I didn't want to go down the Western medicine route. So I went to Dr. Lambert in the Matter Private. He's the only doctor that actually kind of has, I suppose, sympathy for patients that have Lyme disease. And we actually, I told him I wanted to go natural, and my mom was like, don't say anything now, don't say that we want to go natural, because he might not listen to you, he's the only chance that we have. And I said, no, I'm going to say it to him. So we decided to go on homeopathy, we decided to go on herbal medicine, and then I take supplements every day, twice a day. They're the Revive Active and Mastermind. So Revive Active is for my immune system and my energy, and the Revive Mastermind is actually for your brain function and cognition. So,
and it's made a difference.
Yeah, I mean, I had my Revive Active this morning, and it gives me that boost that I need. It has made such a difference, and I know when I haven't taken what I should be taking.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
You know?
And when was all this? When did it all happen, Sophie?
So I got sick the morning of my Christmas exams in 2017. It was my final year Christmas exam, the morning of. And I actually think that the stress associated with that was what kicked the Lyme disease into play. So that was December 2017. I didn't get my diagnosis until, I think it was this time last year, so November 2018.
Yeah.
And I'm a year kind of on my homeopathy and herbal
medicine. So 2 years from the very beginning, really. Yeah. And it's knocked you for six, really, didn't it?
Oh my God. But you know what, Trina? When something like that happens, you're right. Anything. I mean, it's not just Lyme disease. When something significant happens in one person's life, you go back to the drawing board, right? Everything falls down around you, and it's entirely up to you to write the script from there on in, you know?
Yeah.
So I think it's the best thing that ever happened to me. And I know that sounds so strange, but really it is the best thing that ever happened
to me. Yeah, no, I get you. I get you what you mean by that. But sometimes you can plod along in life, can't you? And then it takes for something to go, okay, hang on a second.
Yeah.
You know, life is really short, number one.
Yeah.
And you need to do what makes you happy as well.
That's it.
So the podcast then, who have you had on?
So
what have you been discussing?
Oh my God.
Dirty things.
Bowels. But you know what? That's the beauty of it, because I've had the likes of Marion Murphy Cooney, who is my biggest inspiration. She's an Irish designer. Everybody needs to go look at her. She's just fantastic. I've had Shauna Lindsay, Niamh DeBruin. So there's been a mixture of, I suppose, influencers. But there's also been people like, we did one called Straight Gays. Lads.
I saw a little clip of that.
Oh my God.
There's
Trina.
Loads of straight gays around the place.
Straight gays everywhere. Honestly. And if you don't know what straight gays are.
I do. I have a friend who was a straight gay.
Are you serious?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's, you know.
But you explain it to anyone who doesn't have a friend who's a straight gay.
So straight gays are basically these men that are in relationships, or they're married to women, have children and stuff. And then for the animalistic sexual satisfaction, they go with guys.
Now, I've got this totally wrong then, because my friend is the other way around.
Okay.
So he's gay, but he's straight.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, no way.
Me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So he's gay.
Yeah.
But anyone else would think he's not gay.
Okay, okay, I get you. Yeah.
So there's your next podcast.
Yeah, there you go. but yeah, that one, I suppose, I actually put a question box up on my Instagram, and I said to people, know what? Straight gays are, right? And people were like, no. So I kind of started explaining a little bit. My Instagram went off the the Richter scale. And it was actually, it was crazy the amount of women that messaged me and said, I actually found a blank profile of Grindr on my boyfriend's phone.
I had a friend who went on a date there with a guy a while ago. She'd gone on maybe two or three dates with him and she just couldn't put her finger on it. Yeah, everything's grand enough, but there's just something. I just don't know what it is. And she never told us what she thought. And she went to a fortune teller.
You're joking.
And the fortune teller said, this guy that you've been going on the dates with, gay as Christmas.
No.
And she was like, that's exactly what I thought.
Stop.
Yeah, that's what I thought. And then, of course, she told us all. But yeah.
Oh
so,
my God. Well, I hope that they obviously split up.
Well,
they?
It didn't work out. Yeah, yeah, it didn't work out.
Do you believe in fortune telling, actually?
Yeah. I don't know.
You're on like, the fence,
I mean,
Trina.
I'm on the fence. I would love to. But at the same time, there's one particular fortune teller that a few friends have gone to.
Okay.
And they've said the detail.
Yeah, you couldn't
You
write
just
that,
couldn't
like, yeah.
know the things yeah. that they were told. But then, yeah, if you have a talent for that, would you really be charging somebody 50 quid? I don't know.
Or yeah, of course
if, or
you
if
would.
You really were a really good
Charge
fortune,
them all.
If you were, really were a really good fortune teller, why wouldn't you be really wealthy?
Yeah, that's actually very true.
What do you think?
I believe in them. Well, I like to believe in them. Do you know, I use The Secret. Have you ever used The Secret, Trina?
I've read a little bit of yeah. the book.
The mantra, right, for me is think, believe, achieve, okay? So what
this,
I do...
This is one of my friends was pushing this book
really?
On me. She's like, she's so into it.
Yeah.
She really believes it.
But
yeah.
it works, right? So what I do with my horoscope, this sounds really strange, okay? But anyone that wants to take a little tip if you're thinking negatively, I go onto my horoscope, right? I read the first, all of them on the first page of Google. And then I use The Secret to pick out the parts that I want because they're more likely to happen. So I think about it, I believe it. And then, and I actually do achieve it, you know?
Yeah.
So it works. I'm telling you, if you practice it, it works.
Okay, lotto numbers.
yeah,
lotto
yeah,
numbers.
Yeah.
Come here, you're on the telly there recently. Our own
God.
Megan Scully was on as well,
yeah.
that dating show on RTE, pulling with my parents.
Do you know what? It was fabulous, right? Because for me, when I got sick, I didn't want anyone touching me, right? I really didn't. So I fell out of the dating and then it got scarier and scarier because it was further away. So I said, why not just go for this and ease your way back into it? But sure, Sophie, that's
easier
not...
back way on national yeah, telly, yeah.
That's not easing your way into it at all. But it was a fantastic experience. And what I'm so glad about is, you know, my grandmother was there. My grandmother, she is just so full of life. And people needed to see that. People needed to see this lady just rocking it, like,
yeah, yeah.
with her tattoos.
Are the family mad to get you set up and married off?
Yeah, but I don't want that.
Do you not want it?
Absolutely not. No, I have a cat. He's fabulous. His name is Mafia.
So why are we on a dating show if you don't want that?
Because I think... Because I was so long out of it, right? And I was like, okay, no, I'm going to go back and I'm going to try this and I'm going to try that. But then I realised, do you know what? I just don't want anybody in my life right now. I'm really happy on my own. And I think I'm still rebuilding myself.
Yeah.
So it would be really hard to give 30 or 50% of myself to somebody when I'm not 100% yet.
But when you are, you won't rule it out.
I don't know.
You don't know?
I kind of want to be on my own.
Do you?
Yeah.
And it's funny because so many people, especially around this time of year, coming up to Christmas and that, you know, people who are single, they feel so single. Like
yeah,
they're
yeah,
the
yeah.
only single person in the yeah. world and they'd love nothing more than to meet somebody.
No.
But you don't.
No.
And I'd say you have them banging down the door for
you. Do you know
what?
I actually
girl,
don't, Trina.
Just stop.
I'd love a few DM slides anyway, a little bit of attention, but no, I don't.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't believe
Maybe
that.
Maybe it's just because I'm giving off the vibe. Stay away from me.
I well, I mean, know. If you're going on national radio saying that you're...
oh, yeah. Sorry, actually. I forgot where I was.
Yeah, yeah. yeah, but I'm just trying to think, is there anyone I could set you up with that would make you change your mind? Yeah, there might be. Leave that with me.
Yeah.
Tell me this much. Instagram's going great as well. How many followers do you have now?
Oh, God. I think I'm nearly at 5K.
I'm just going to go into mine. Hang
oh
on a second,
God,
right?
Yeah.
Don't, oh, God. I literally joined during the week.
Did you?
I know.
Have to follow you now?
I'm like 10 years behind everybody else.
No, but sure, you're on it now.
183 followers.
Yeah, but you build it up. Do you
okay.
know what I mean?
So I'll have to get tips from you how to do that because
yeah.
I don't know how to use it or anything.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, listen.
Oh, Trina, we'll get you set up. We'll
Isn't
get you set
desperate?
Up. Yeah.
So listen, thanks so much for coming in. It's been great
Thank
to
you.
Have you. Sophie Latouche. Is that the real name?
Yeah, isn't it lovely?
Isn't that just so glamorous?
And I think that's another thing. I'd never change my name if I got married.
No, well, you don't have to do that anyway. I never changed mine when I got married.
Really?
Yeah, just yeah. Trina Mara, that's it.
Imagine the detail that you have to change, all the banks and... Nah.
But you know what it is? When friends of mine on Facebook would have gotten married and they changed their name and I'm like, I don't know who that person is anymore. Yeah. So
that's the thing.
Yeah, so Sophie Latouche, it sounds so like film starry, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, unfortunately, that ship has sailed for me, but you never know.
Sophie Latouche Cosmetics.
Yeah.
What do you think?
There you go. Do you know what? Will I say something?
Go on.
I want to bring out a line of knickers.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah, because...
Workout, no knickers.
Yeah, I found the knickers, yeah. And I spell knickers with an N, not a K-N. So, yeah, and I've been in talks with someone about actually getting them...
Like sexy knickers or granny knickers?
No, do you know what? Like, as in these kind of, like, meme-y ones. I want to get my cat's face on one of them as well. But comfortable sexy knickers. And you know what?
Is there such a thing?
Yeah, I think so. And I looked it up and there's only 2% of the world's underwear is actually sustainable. So my idea is to get a sustainable product and maybe... hopefully use a designer, an Irish designer, and take the waste from their fabric.
Oh yeah,
and make them out of that.
Isn't it funny the way men think that the Bridget Jones knickers are the comfy option?
I know, yeah.
They're the worst.
They're the worst.
They cut off
they?
All blood
oh, God.
Supply, don't
yeah,
they?
No, and the way that they cut into you,
cut
as well.
Into your thighs, and then they just push the fat elsewhere.
Absolutely, yeah. Oh. No, I'm not a fan. Not
so
a
you
fan.
You get a waist, but then you get big bulges on your thighs,
yeah.
And then bulges under your
it's
boob.
It's not worth it, like
no. Sophie, it's been great to have you in. Thanks
lovely,
so much.
Lovely to talk
this
to you,
Trina. It's something of the weekend. It's Classic Hits.